And we say good morning to Jason Kanz. Best 5 minutes of the day from jasonkanz.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we're making our way to the end of September. I was thinking, you know, that less than a month from now, you're going to turn 50, October 25th. How you feeling?
That's true. Good, I think. Yeah, you know, it's, I've pointed this out in the past, I think, that, you know, with my patients, I ask all of them how old they are. It's kind of one of the standard questions. And most people will say, I'm going to be 50, rather than saying I'm 49. People will say, I'm going to be 50. And I've never done that. I've always just referred to myself as my given age. So I would say I'm 49. But I've found this year that I say, I'm going to be 50 this year.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting shift. So
it's a milestone. I mean, you leave your 40s and the big 50. Yeah. So, and you're going to tell us at some point why, and that tops the list of why October is the best month.
I mean, October is the best month. I mean, not only because of the weather, but because it's my birthday month.
Uh-huh. My wedding anniversary.
Why do we celebrate birthdays?
Right.
Right. And why do we celebrate birthdays rather than birth months?
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, there. You might as well push for that. There you go. All right.
Sure.
Well, I love you. I appreciate you. And I'm glad God made you. So, all right. We want to unpack, go start a little bit earlier with the scripture here today, because Romans 6, 12 through 14 is a repeat, because I don't know. I want to unpack it. So give me the passage again. And then as I read the commentary, since we did read it yesterday, we'll kind of comment as we go. So,
yeah. So it says, do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace.
All right. As somebody who struggles with ADD, I was, at least in the initial part of your reading, it was hard for me to focus because I was thinking, hon, you're not just asking for a birthday week like most people, but you're contending for birthday month heading into yours. So, I mean, it's just like really ambitious on your part. All right. Here we go. Here's your commentary. Romans 6, 12 through 14. We'll comment along the way here. You say, do not let sin become your dictator, telling you what to do, think, or say. I love the use of the word dictator there. Good job.
Well, you know, I think if we, I know for me in my own life, that's often what it feels like with sin.
Yeah.
Is that it really becomes oppressive and tells me what to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been apparently set free from that. And so to live in that way, man,
But doesn't that, even as you say that, doesn't that sound kind of late Romans 7-ish there?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah.
I know we will. I know. All right. Anyhow, he goes on to say, do not let evil's whisper, again, good writing, encourage self-centeredness and disintegration. That sentence is so you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think the disintegration, I think one of the biggest effects we see with sin is it disintegrates us. You know, when we think about integration, it's making us whole, making us who we were created to be. And one of sin's effects is to take us apart and to make us who we were not actually created to be.
I know you're writing a commentary on scripture, but when I read that sentence as your friend, I'm like, that's a great sentence. I mean, as a writer, do you go, I'm proud of that?
Yeah, you know, I think there are certain sentences that I read through as I'm going in this and think, wow, that was a really good one.
Yeah.
You know, and I like to hope that the Holy Spirit was with it as I was writing some of these things, but it certainly reflects my own language.
I mean, this is one of your better paragraphs, I think, in the commentary. It goes on, so we've already talked about sin becoming your dictator. Don't let evil's whisper encourage self-centeredness and disintegration. I don't know if I'm going to unpack the whole paragraph in time. Do not use your body as sin's playground, another great line. Instead, use your whole self on Wholeness Wednesday, mind, body, and spirit as an instrument of shalom, redeemed and reconciled by my son. I mean, that's another great one.
Yeah. You know, again, I think it's contrasting the wholeness with the disintegration of the previous sentence, right? I mean, we are called to be whole people.
Yeah.
And living toward that life of shalom, which, as I've said, is not merely peace. It's the way life should be, the way life is supposed to be.
And I
think it's that wholeness.
And so, it's only done in the spirit.
Right, for sure.
All right.
It's done in the spirit, absolutely.
The last part, in him you are not death but life. In him you are not death but life, not darkness but light, not fragmentation but wholeness. Sin is no longer your master. Grace has redeemed your life. The law has no bearing on your standing in my kingdom. People go buy Letters to the Beloved for that paragraph alone.
It's on page 408 for people who are wanting to find it. So.
It was great. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet.
There we go. Good stuff this morning on Best 5 Minutes of the Day. Good morning, friends. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. Wiping that sleep out of your eyes, stumbling, bumbling, making your way to where you need to go at 2 before 6 on this Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. Yeah, this is the day the Lord has made. So what do you say? Let's rejoice and be glad in it. We're only going to be as joyful as we are grateful. Oh, gratitude is huge. It is impossible to overestimate how important gratitude is. It's huge. You are only going to be as joyful as you are grateful. You know you want to be joyful, so count your blessings. Count them one by one. God's mercy is new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Lamentations 3. Helen Steiner Rice, yesterday's gone. Wave goodbye. Tomorrow's unborn. But people, you got this moment. Life is here. It's now. Eternity's in it. So carpe diem. Let's seize this day and every moment in it. Now, we want to live it spirit-filled and spirit-led. That's the only way to go. Romans 8, the sinful-controlled mind is death. We've had enough to do with that. But the spirit-controlled mind is life and peace. Lean into that. That's where that wholeness is that Jason was talking about in Best 5 Minutes of the Day. So we ask, are you ready to let God love you? I'm talking about how wide and long and high and deep is his unconditional, no strings attached, sacrificial, suffering love in Christ for you, me, and all humanity.
Do you believe that the God of Jesus loves you beyond worthiness and unworthiness, beyond fidelity and infidelity, that he loves you in the morning sun and the evening rain, that he loves you when your intellect denies it, your emotions refuse it, your whole being rejects it? Do you believe that God loves without condition or reservation and loves you this moment as you are and not as you should be?
Put me down for a yes. Yes, I believe. Lord, I believe that you love me as I am, not as I ought to be, and your spirit is about helping me grow in Christ.
It's a Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family for all of our slightly more early risers here. It's your chance to win. We're playing a good old-fashioned game of high-low today, Helvo.
That's right. Win It Wednesday, WWIB, a chance to win two passes for 18 holes of golf, mini golf in Rice Lake.
Yeah,
right?
And Blacklight mini golf on top of that. All the different themed holes like Price is Right and Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man and Super Mario. So, if Cooper hadn't been sick, we would have gone last Sunday. So we're looking forward to trying that as a family.
All right, very good. 723-2555. That's the number, not the listener line, but the direct access to the studio, 723-2555. I've got the question today. All right, what percent of brides announce their engagement on social media within 24 hours? What percent of brides announce their engagement on social media within 24 hours of getting engaged? Let us know. Your guess will play higher or lower on this, 723-2555.
So again, you can keep on calling to help one another out. We're looking for a percentage here. Let's go. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry from Bloomer, go ahead. Hey, you had a birthday 1 week ago.
I did. Thank you.
Yeah. Hope it was a wonderful day. All right, Sherry, let's see if we can make you a winner right off the bat. What percentage of brides-to-be announce their engagement on social media within 24 hours of getting engaged?
65%.
Halvo?
That's a good guess, but it's high.
It's high. All right, let's go here. 65%. So we already have our ceiling. Uh-huh. It's less than 65%. Go ahead.
50%.
That is low.
All right, we've got the ceiling and the floor between 50 and 65%. Go ahead.
58%.
Great guess, Oliver, but that is still too low.
Too low. Good morning.
60%.
We got a winner.
We do indeed. Yes, 60% of brides announce their engagement on social media in 24 hours. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi,
This is Vicky the volunteer.
All right, Vicky, great job. Hang on the line for us. Well, let me say, Vicky, when you got engaged, how did you announce it?
There was no such thing as social media when I got engaged.
So, I mean, did you call people? What did you do?
That was way too many years ago. I don't remember.
Well, hopefully it was a wonderful day, and hopefully we made your day a little brighter despite the fog this morning. We're going to send you for 18 holes of Blacklight Mini Golf with a friend or maybe with your hubby. Vicky, hang on the line for us. Great job on a Win It Wednesday.
All right, so when it comes to people who like to shop in my family, I'm not at the top of the list.
Sure.
And I did not set out when I went to Savers yesterday. I was actually making a call for my other job, One Source Imaging, looking to sell them on toner for their printers at Savers. Got to meet the manager, James, recently. And so as I go in there ready with my quote, large store, lots of wonderful clothing, shoppers around, I head on over to another. I find another very helpful gentleman there, and he says he'll go get James. And I see a Packers leather jacket.
Whoa.
Have you ever had that moment in shopping? And again, not a big shopper at all. But as you just see it and you feel like the personal infinite God said, here, this is for you. And I thought, okay, I'm frugal. Let me check this out. I know it's Savers. I mean, it just caught my eye. It is a leather coat. I don't think I've ever had a leather jacket. And I'm looking at this, and then I see $29.99, and I'm like, I like that. That's a good price. But then
quality
you're thinking,
piece of clothing.
You're thinking, oh, I bet it's too small. And it's like, no, it's a large, so let's try it on. I try it.
It's like you're at the Masters and they put on this perfectly fitted jacket.
Yes, and it fit pretty well. And I'm talking with the associate there, and I'm like this, you know, convincing myself. And I'm like, eventually do show the quote. I think I was wearing the leather coat when I showed the quote.
Were they like,
to James.
Are you going to pay for that?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of like, I'm liking your store. So he liked the quote as well, which was nice.
Good.
And so then I say, yeah, let's go for it. So we're working it out. I'm like, my wife has a Savers membership here, so we're working through that. And then he drops this. He says, hey, maybe we could get you the senior discount. I said, you know, Caleb, I don't know if I've ever tapped into that at 50. And I said, well, I'm 58. He said, you qualify.
Right on.
And this is a huge plug for Savers because it chopped the price from $31 with tax down to 22 something.
Wow.
Can you believe it? I felt like I was stealing it.
I'm not quick enough at math to figure out what percentage that is, but that's significant.
I've never been so glad to be old.
That's fantastic.
They're
old, but looking fine with your Packers leather jacket.
I know it. I went out of there feeling cool at 58 years old with my Packers leather coat. So that's my Savers shopping story from yesterday while doing business.
There you go. Two for one. The top 10 these days.
That's right, including the happiest nations on earth. U.S. News and World Report, the annual best countries rankings. I guess best country. I don't know. I was calling it happy, but they say the report assesses countries on 73 metrics. Let's go from 10 to 1. Number 10 is Denmark.
That is the nation of my heritage.
There you go. What's number 9?
Number 9 is France. It's mm-hmm. pretty good croissants and such.
Mm-hmm. The 8th best country, according to these U.S. News and World Report rankings. My daughter Grace was there back in June, into July, actually. The U.K., United Kingdom.
All right, best countries rankings, number 7, Australia. Look, they've got a lot of great things in Australia. Fun to visit. Wouldn't want to live there, I don't think, because they have massive, massive poisonous snakes and spiders and all sorts of creepy, crawly things.
Huh. I had not. I was not aware to that extent.
There are a lot of things that can kill you in Australia.
Okay.
Cool country, but not for me.
All right, number 6 is Japan. Japan, 6th best country.
5th best country, according to U.S. News and World Report, is Sweden.
Uh-huh. All right, so the good old U.S. of A comes in at number 4.
Lest you think that U.S. News and World Report was in any way, like, you know, hedging their bets here.
But there are 3 ahead of us.
3 ahead of us, again, in their 73 different metric ranking best countries. Number 3, right ahead of the U.S. of A, is our neighbors to the north. They say Canada.
Now, hold on a minute.
Maple syrup or syrup, as they might say.
I want to recheck the numbers. I don't like losing to Canada.
Right. It happens enough in hockey and actually sometimes even soccer.
Number 2 is Germany. Germany, the 2nd best country. Really?
And the number 1 country on the globe, according to U.S. News and World Report, is Switzerland.
Wow.
Switzerland. Huh. All right. Yeah.
Well, you know, they're neutral.
I guess.
How many points did they get for that?
I think I need to visit these to more fully understand what makes them so great.
There you go. Swiss
again,
Miss.
Australia, just going to visit. Not going to stay real long. Not big on snakes.
Well, technology continues to march forward. We're clearly in the robot age. And Caleb, Oregon State University has now created the fastest bipedal robot in the world, and its name is Cassie.
Are they competing, having it compete for their track team?
And when we tell you the speed, you're going to go, well, I can run faster than that. You'll probably say that. However,
I don't know that I can.
Progress is being made, and so this is where they're at. On yesterday, engineering students unleashed their star robo-athlete onto the school's track, where it ran a 100-meter dash. And again, you're not going to be blown away by this, right? With football, you hear about the 40s time, and it's like, you know, 4 seconds or something. 100-meter dash in just under 25 seconds. But this is a robot.
This is a robot. Now, I think the human record, the human world record is 9.7 something or whatever. But again, this is a robot. That's pretty fast.
You had, of course, the Olympic sprinter from Rice Lake, Kenny, right?
Yeah, Kenny Bednarik. Yeah. So, looking forward to seeing what he continues to do. At some point, though, I'm sure, because was it Roger Bannister that raced a train or something back in the day?
He's the one who broke the 4-minute mile.
Yeah, so are we going to eventually have our Olympic athletes? I mean, are we going to have the Olympics, and then are we going to have the robot versus human Olympics?
Well, will football ultimately be just robots, you know, in war? But while, 25 seconds for 100 meters might not be faster than an average human, it's the fastest pace a two-legged robot has ever accomplished. So this is a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, so again, this robot named Cassie also made headlines last year when it ran a 5K in 53 minutes. That sounds about like what my time would be, assuming I could actually make it through a 5K, which is firmly in doubt at my age.
How about when your friend says, hey, will you run in the 5K fundraiser? You go, you know what? I'm going to have my robot do it.
Send my robot.
Students at the University of Oregon State say that Cassie has been a platform for pioneering research in robot learning for locomotion. And while it may be the first robot to learn to run, it won't be the last.
Those engineering students, man, I know we had a lake on campus at my school, and they had annual, like, cardboard, and then I think they later did concrete canoe races. Huh. And so it's these incredible, really, works of art with these boats that they would make out of materials that shouldn't have been buoyant or float.
Yeah, amazing.
Here's Josh Wilson. Dream small, but they're dreaming big at Oregon State.